Good evening. This is John Batchelor. The show begins in the market. I speak with Liz Peek about the peculiar disconnection. The jobs number, very strong. The economy, in recovery. And yet, the polling shows the voters do not believe it's a good economy. This is a frustration for politicians, also a challenge to analyze. Liz points to food prices and housing prices. That stymies a great deal of starting families because the houses are out of reach with the mortgages at 5.5% for the best customers and 6, 7, 8% for the rest of us. We then move to the question of Central Europe and the Baltic states. I speak with Judy Dempsey of the Carnegie. She's in Berlin. The Central European states, that would be Poland and the Baltics, they want guarantees from Brussels for security. They don't want to be left hanging in the in-between zone between Russia and the European Union. They want no frontier. They want to be integrated. It's an ambition for the European Union Parliament, which may grow stronger. The farmers have persuaded the European Union leadership, the European Commission, to listen to them and cut back on the green proposals. At least half of the pesticides regulation is now gone. And then on to the question of the U.S. Senate and the U.S. House of Representatives not providing for additional funding for Ukraine. I speak with Mary Kissel. Also, Mary's measure that the PRC cannot achieve, cannot make up for the gap that is opening between those who have lots in China, the billionaires, the oligarchs, the cronies, and the rest of the population. Also, the population is declining. It's a fact, product of the one-child policy for many years, which was ruinous, like the lockdowns for COVID. And also the suggestion in Nature magazine that pollution in the rivers, in the fields, in the food is leading to an infertility crisis. And then on to the question of London with Joseph Sternberg. The king is under doctor's guidance to remedy what we're told is cancer. It can be done. It will be done. The king is a bold 75-year-old, very healthy looking, and yet great sympathy for the royal family in a shock. Just inaugurated, beginning his tour of the Commonwealth, eager to be an active and vigorous king, and now. Also speak with Joe about the criticism by the U.S. Senate, especially the Democrats, of the Federal Reserve raising rates too high and keeping them high too long. It's an election year. They want cuts. I understand. That'll help the market. That'll help the mood, the wealth effect. Caleb Weiss joins from Africa about Somalia, fragmenting between the jihadist bad actors. He mentions Iran and smuggling to Yemen. From Somalia, you remember that? Black Hawk Down. And then a conversation with John Bolton about the new foreword to his book, The Room Where It Happened, his bestseller of 2020. He has some blunt things to say about former President Trump's style in office and the decision-making and the staffing at the White House. A fascination of somebody who's been Mr. Inside Outside for as long as I've known him, since the beginning of this century, when he was at the UN for the Bush administration as ambassador. And finally, I turn to Gregory Copley, who's traveling. He's in Melbourne, about the effective airstrikes and the ineffective airstrikes going in against the Houthis and the Iranian-backed militia. Gregory comments that it is not working effectively. They're shooting back. They might even be empowered by these airstrikes, singling them out as effectively the mouse that roared. Iran is behind it all, but nothing can be done until and if the Biden administration makes up its mind. Is Iran an enemy or a ploy? And finally, a conversation with Gregory about Ukraine. Very disappointing. Gregory speculates that Putin's recent visit to the Middle East to walk and talk and be friendly with the UAE president may be an opening of a negotiation between Ukraine and Russia. Intermediaries in the Gulf. It's possible. Gulf states are oil-dominated, as is Russia, and gas. And finally, Gregory comments on Charles and healing in public. A brave man. We pray for him. There's much more to the show. I hope you enjoy it. Thank you.